Thyroid blockers, what the heck are they? All right, you guys, this is a term that I coined. After working with many, many women, I started to notice these patterns. Thyroid blockers are things that are stopping or blocking your thyroid from working optimally, and therefore we need to have the tools and the tips and the strategies to be able to fully remove those thyroid blockers. So, in today's episode, my promise to you is you guys are going to be able to walk away and clearly identify what symptoms are happening and how they are holding you back from your life. Then you will learn four simple strategies that will help you restore thyroid function once and for all so that you can get back to living your life right now. Welcome back to the Thriving Thyroid Podcast, where we choose to become empowered patients and take our health into our own hands. Hi, I'm Shannon Hansen, a Christian entrepreneur, a mom of three, and after dealing with my own health mysteries, I made it my mission to learn everything I could about the thyroid. I soon became certified as a holistic wellness practitioner, a functional nutrition practitioner, and a functional diagnostic practitioner, and so much more. After that, I founded the revolutionary thyroid program, the Hansen Method. As a health professional and a mom, I fully understand the importance of having a fun, simple, and sustainable plan for achieving a responsive thyroid. So I share actionable and practical strategies for developing a responsive thyroid so that the ambitious moms and women can gain freedom from fatigue and lose the thyroid weight once and for all. Each week, I will be here for you. Along with my guest experts, we will be sharing simple and tangible tips that work for not only your thyroid, your hormones, your family, and your mindset so that you can get back to living the life that you envision for yourself. Welcome to the Thriving Thyroid Podcast. The first thing that we all need to understand is that we are genetically and metabolically different. I think we can all agree that we need to get away from this quote-unquote standard practice of care, because that is not serving anyone. Standard practice of care means that you're going to the doctor, they're running a lab, they're looking at your lab, and this piece of paper that says you fall in range, you fall out of range, you fall in this range, therefore you have this. It's only A or B. And even if and when you are diagnosed, you only have A or B option in terms of medication and or treatment. What I want you guys to open up to here is the possibility of having A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, right? All the way down the line in terms of what options you have in order to feel better. So that's what I mean by standard practice of care. So I really hope that in today's episode, we can open your mind and you can begin to think and meditate on some of these alternative options that I'm going to share with you. When I was going through, I'm going to call it my thyroid storm, I do not have an official diagnosis, and that's okay with me. I really didn't want a diagnosis because I already knew I felt terrible. I really just wanted to feel better. But as I was going to doctor, specialist to specialist, test to test, I really felt unheard. I felt dismissed. I felt annoyed. I was frustrated. And you guys, I had a lot of the education that I have currently, and I felt very uneducated. I felt confused. I felt hurt. I felt like I really didn't understand what was happening with my thyroid. And again, keep in mind, I had pieces of paper in holistic health stating that I knew about the human body, and yet I couldn't figure this out on my own. So ultimately, you guys, I felt completely defeated. What I want to ask you, and what I want you to think and meditate on this for just a second, where does health begin? Isn't that an interesting question? This is kind of a trick question, and I'm about to blow your mind. I know that. I have told many, many people this over the last several years, and everybody's mouth hits the floor and they're like, what? So when we look at health and we ask ourselves, where does health begin? We need to not only look at our health, or in a lot of cases, people will say, well, you need to look at the mom and what she was doing before. You're right. We need to take it one step, two steps further. We need to be looking at 2 to 3 generations back of what was going on. What was happening? Was there emotional trauma? Was there physical trauma? Were they malnourished? Did they also have nutritional deficiencies? Let's look at a mother being pregnant with a daughter. When that baby, that female baby, is inside the mother's uterus, her sexual organs are fully developed by the time that she is born. And therefore, that means she has all of the eggs that she will ever have in her life. So, in a really weird roundabout way, when you are pregnant with a girl, you are pregnant with your grandchildren. So there is massive importance for women to be very healthy when they are going into any kind of pregnancy. And so that is one of the things that we want to take into consideration. Did the mom have heavy metal toxicity? Because heavy metals can be passed down generation to generation to generation. While you sit on that, I'm going to switch gears. You guys are sitting here thinking that I have fatigue, I have weight gain, I have acne flaring up again, I'm bloated, I'm constipated, my hair is falling out, I have no sex drive. You think that these are the problems, but really those are the symptoms of what is really happening. And the solution here is very, very simple. It's going to be these 6 steps. So if you want to get out a pen and paper, feel free to write them down. Number 1, hydration. Number 2, reducing your toxic load. Number 3, improving liver function. Number 4, removing chronic infections. Number 5, balancing out the acidity in your body. And number 6, a nutrient-dense body. Well, how do we get to a nutrient-dense body? It means that we eat foods that are nutrient dense. How do we find nutrient dense food? We look for foods that are whole food in their most raw and real state. Your genetics will be impacted by the variety and the range of foods that you eat that will help support your body and your thyroid for optimization. Food is of the utmost importance, as that is the way that food is the most important. It is the way that nature intended us to receive nutrients, and we can always adopt food, eating new foods, changing our diet, regardless of other protocols that are being in place. If you're taking thyroid medication, if your doctor has you doing supplementation or whatever protocol, we can always do things with food. And I want to give you a quick example here. One of my clients was working with a functional naturopathic doctor, and they had been seeing this doctor for many, many months. She came to us looking for some additional help, some additional support. We got in, we did her intake, we did some basic lab tests and looked at her symptoms, and didn't just look at the piece of paper of what the labs were telling us. We started to look at other symptoms. We started to look at what was happening in her life. And we said, oh my gosh, okay, we need you to be on this dietary protocol. She followed the dietary protocol. You guys, literally within 7 days, her body began to shift. She took the information into her doctor that very next day. So I gave her the protocol the very next day. It just happened to line up that she was meeting with her doctor. I gave her the protocol, told her what we would be doing, so on and so forth. And she went into her doctor and he was like, wow, I agree with everything. This is amazing. I 100% believe that this is going to be a good path for you. And again, it was all geared towards food. And so your symptoms are your number one asset. And doctors oftentimes dismiss these symptoms because all they're doing is looking at the lab work. I'm not bashing doctors. Most doctors will ask you what symptoms you're happening so they know what labs to run. But the error comes in is that the lab work may not be what your normal is. You could be so far off of your normal, but still fall in that normal range, and then you're stuck for many, many years. Now, keep in mind, most thyroid patients have thyroid symptoms and are starting down that path of dis-ease 8 to 10 years before they are officially diagnosed with whatever it is. So keep that in mind. Every symptom tells us something about your body. And it's like learning how to construct your own puzzle piece so that you know where to put your focus, where to put your time, where to put your energy. One of the things that I really like to look at, and this is in ancient Chinese type medicine. So we all have this human body energy clock. You guys can Google it. There's tons of different charts out there. But between different hours of the day, your body is working on restoring different functions and responding in different ways. One of the most interesting things that I see with my clients is that they have a hard time falling asleep. They will be wired and tired, and then they swear to themselves that they will go to bed early the next day. However, it doesn't happen. I remember being stuck in that hamster wheel for a long, long time. Something to keep in mind, and between the hours of 9 and 11, this is your triple warmer. This is your thyroid, your adrenals, and is responsible for energy transfer, temperature, and metabolism. Sounds exactly like your thyroid, right? During this time, we really need to be relaxing, chilling out, reading, getting ready for bed, and setting up a good nighttime routine. This is going to be extra important that you guys turn off the lights, that your body can start responding to it getting dark. Start wearing blue blockers if you must watch TV or be on your cell phone or whatever it is, because your body needs to have the ability to start shutting down. The second thing that would be pretty helpful is having some turkey or some kind of food 30 minutes, an hour before bed that is high in tryptophan. Tryptophan is a precursor for serotonin. Serotonin is a precursor for melatonin. So by going back and giving your body the tryptophan, then it's going to give you the serotonin, then it's going to help you produce melatonin. Now, if that doesn't work and you're noticing, I'm doing this and nothing is changing for me, the thing we want to then examine is the quality of your gut. If your gut is out of balance, if you have an infection in your gut, like we talked about earlier today, your body will not be able to break down the tryptophan, will not be able to make and create serotonin, and therefore cannot make the melatonin, which will allow your body to heal and restore while you're sleeping. So this is really, really important, once again, to be mapping out those symptoms. We can find so many connections here. The last thing that I want to tell you about that human energy body clock. If you're waking up between 1 and 3 a.m., your liver is overwhelmed. It is struggling to detoxify. And what we need to do during that time is we need to really start to look at, are you consuming alcohol? What kind of chemicals are you being exposed to? Are you taking drugs? Do you have a poor diet? What foods can we introduce so that your liver can detoxify better? That will help you get that good, restful sleep. Again, we can go on and on. Every single time, every hour of the day, something is working inside your body, and we can really start to put these puzzle pieces together by understanding those natural rhythms and cycles in your body. Okay. So I want to share just some physical symptoms. Again, this is high level, but I want to demonstrate some of these connections that you guys can be making. So if you're having pain or tightness in your upper shoulder blade area, this is a sign of liver congestion. If you're having tight calves, again, this is going to point back to your triple warmer, meaning your low in selenium, iodine, magnesium, all of those are building blocks for your thyroid. If you're having knee pain, this is telling you that you have gallbladder issues. Maybe you don't have a gallbladder. Maybe your gallbladder is congested and you need to be doing something to help thin that bile out so that you can get rid of the knee pain. hair. So there are five different kinds of hair loss. Hair loss at the top of your head, this is going to indicate an imbalance with your hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, cortisol. Now, let's move on to digestive symptoms. This is one of my favorite things to talk about here. So undigested food in your stool indicates low hydrochloric acid, aka stomach acid. If your stool is floating, this is a sign of poor absorption of nutrients. If you have foul-smelling stool, this again indicates some kind of gut infections, things like SIBO or Candida, and would warrant a functional test like a GI map. Now, going back to the beginning, we were talking about a mother's health. So if and when we look at personal and family history, we need to start looking at, did you have neck trauma, maybe whiplash, maybe some other kind of trauma that happened to your neck? This could disrupt the HPA axis. That stands for hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis, meaning that is a miscommunication happening between those three things where the hormones and things aren't converting and not communicating properly. If you had mono or Epstein-Barr, this can congest your liver and cause your liver to flare up and to be very uncomfortable, and will inhibit the body's ability to convert hormones properly. Strep throat. This is an interesting one to me, and I didn't make this connection until several years ago. A lot of my clients had chronic strep throat at some point in their life. That virus can still be present in their immune system and still be attacking the body. So let's go high level here, which is really the star of this episode, thyroid blockers. These thyroid blockers could be anything from estrogen dominance to food sensitivities, leaky gut, environmental things like mold, chemicals, hydrocarbons. This could be endocrine disruptors like exocrine disruptors in your home, in your environment, products that you are using. It could be liver congestion, a toxic overload, a virus. It could be gut infections, meaning SIBO or Candida or low microbial balance, or it could simply be that you are not consuming enough calories. Your body is feeling like it is starving, and therefore it doesn't have the building blocks necessary for the thyroid to make and create and convert hormones. I feel like a broken record. But that is what it is. You guys, food is vital. And if you want to change things, we need to address the diet. Let's briefly talk about genetics here. This is one of the things that I hear all the time, and I kind of want to cringe because when I hear this, this was my old thought, habits, and patterns, and I want to change this. So once again, I'm going to blow your mind here. 98% of all illness and disease is caused by your environment, aka your disposition. So what is happening right now in your home, in your environment? What thoughts, what chemicals, what are you eating, what are you doing, are you exercising? All of these diet and lifestyle things are keeping you either stuck or helping you to move out of it. So let me ask you, would it be important for you to know and to understand what is happening right now so that you can make educated decisions on what steps you need to take to move forward? This has to do with a piece of science. It's fairly new in the last, I think, 15, maybe 20 years. This is called epigenetics. Epigenetics is how our environment is affecting how the body is reacting. This is going to be physically, emotionally, mentally, how these things are expressing themselves. So when people say, oh, you need to lower your stress levels, you guys, you really need to lower your stress levels because it's impacting how your body is reacting and responding. It's shutting down different systems in your body. It's shutting down your digestive system. It's shutting down the body's ability to create and make and convert thyroid hormones. We don't need to be adding additional stress on our body. What we need to be doing is we need to be able to know and understand and identify what those stressors are and be able to remove them. So one of the ways that we can do that is through functional testing, through improving diet, all of those things. However, all of that information is just information. It's not going to do anything for you if you don't do something about it, if you don't take that information and actually do something. So one of the things that I see and hear over and over and over and over and over again is that I've been researching, I've been reading these books, I've been listening to podcasts, I've been watching videos on YouTube. Okay, great, that's amazing. You know all of this about your thyroid and your body and your hormones and your health. What are you doing? And then the bomb drops. And they say, well, I've been trying to make changes, but I'm so overwhelmed I don't even know what to do. This is where working with someone and having a coach can be very beneficial. Or just having a step-by-step plan is the most beneficial. But that's the most important thing, you guys, is starting to implement all of these tips, all of these strategies, all of these things that you're learning here in this podcast. That's why I like to try to teach you actionable steps so that you can actually implement them and actually make those changes. All right, so the next thing that I want to teach you before we get into the solution here or some strategies that you guys need to be doing, opening up your sewer system. Having some kind of movement, walking, yoga, Pilates, light, gentle exercise and movement is going to be vital for your thyroid and your hormones. You are your body's pump. That means you have to physically move your body in order to stimulate your lymphatic system, in order to stimulate the body's ability to flush the toxins out. So once again, we need to be incorporating movement, walking, yoga, things like that into your practice. So take it lightly, start low, go slow. All right. So remember at the beginning of this episode, I promised you that you would be able to walk away and you'd be able to clearly identify what symptoms are happening and how they are holding you back in your life. Then you would learn four simple strategies that would help you restore your thyroid function once and for all so that you can get back to living your life that you envision for yourself right now. Hopefully, I've been able to deliver that. We are going to do a quick recap because we talked about a lot here. Number one, food. Food combining is number one. We need to eat nutrient-dense food, and regardless of whatever protocol you're on, supplementation, medication, you can always work with the foods that you are eating. Start with, like I said, nutrient-dense food, food that is in its most real and raw form. Number two, start journaling your symptoms. Start making connections. Start looking at how your body is reacting to food, how your bowel movements are going. Notice if and when you exercise or go on walks, if something is happening or changing, write down those symptoms, write down the patterns of the hair loss that you're experiencing or the knee pain or the neck pain or the back pain or the digestive discomfort. Having that clear map of your symptoms can help you pivot and move. Another quick story here. One of my clients has been doing that and guess what happened? She started to find some connections between eating green beans and some of the symptoms that she was having. How random is that? She wouldn't have that information though if she wasn't mapping her symptoms and if she wasn't able to look at things critically. Number three, finding those thyroid blockers. It is essential for you to look for the hidden stressors that are happening. And that can't happen without you looking at your symptoms because that map that you've created for yourself will tell you, oh, it's probably something that has to do with my digestive system. So I probably should have a GI map. Or I'm having a lot of pain in my body, a lot of inflammation. Okay, so I'm going to look at inflammatory responses. I'm going to look at my nutrients. I'm going to do an HTMA hair analysis test. Or if you're having all kinds of hormonal issues, maybe mood swings and painful periods and hot flashes and all of these hormonal issues, then maybe we need to look a little bit deeper and do a Dutch test to look at your hormones and your adrenals. That is going to be instrumental in helping you resolve and get to the real cause of what is happening for your thyroid. And the last thing that I want you guys doing is opening up those detox pathways, getting that movement in without overstressing, without overworking your body. Start with walking. Start with walking around your home. Start by walking to the end of the street and back. Start walking around the block. Whatever it is, start low and go slow. Before you go, I want to make an offer to you guys. Now, there's no pressure here, but if you are like me and you just want to get to the root of the issue and you want help and you want guidance and you just want to know what to do and you are an action taker and you are highly ambitious, we have several spots that are open for the Hansen Method. Our schedule fills up very quickly, so if you are interested in getting in, filling out an application, and joining us, please take the time to visit the show notes and schedule your thyroid breakthrough call. We will be talking to you about what is holding you back, where do you want to go, how do you want to feel, and then give you our personal and professional recommendations on the next step for you so that you can get out of this thyroid chaos once and for all.
Wait before you go!
Please subscribe if you found value in today's episode. Leave us a review and share on Instagram, and please tag us.
We love your reviews!